Jeanette Kelly, you were at a party last night where they were recognizing some important Montreal architects.
Absolutely. Three women who've been partners now for 25 years. You know, architecture is a pretty tough man's world. Building great big buildings, it's not an easy thing. And these three partners, Archie Tam, Elizabeth Shapiro, Andrea Wolf, and Magda Koskowski, met as young women, decided that they were going to set up their own practice, and in fact practiced in the basement of one of the partners' homes with their babies in baskets and things. So 25 years later, they've done things like they had a huge party at the Verrière at the Museum of Fine Arts, celebrating things like the Brown Building, the Student Services Building at McGill, Selwyn House, the expansion of Selwyn House, where they put a gymnasium underground in Westmount, because, you know, there's some certain norms to meet in Westmount in terms of what you can have on top of the ground. One of their bejeweled projects is the renovation of the Bronfman Mansion, the Sam and Sadie Bronfman's original home that Stephen Bronfman, the big David Suzuki Foundation supporter, he wanted a LEED certified. That's the highest environmentally respectful certification you can have. So for a historic home to do that, to take out the brick, to make sure that this old brick was going to be as energy conserving as it could possibly be, and a magnificent, magnificent property. And something that everybody can see in the Museum of Fine Arts now, the old master's floors, two floors, they've done the decor for that. So there's wood paneling now, stone pedestals for the objects. Looks spectacular. So it was a very nice celebration for the three architects at Archie Tam last night, about 500 people. Well, gather there too.
Congratulations to them for their 25th anniversary. Jeanette, thanks very much. David Blair, good morning.